Here he is, the man you just heard. And if more parents spoke out like him, maybe, not for sure, but maybe there'd be a difference. Andrew Guttman. Andrew, welcome to the Bernie and Sid Show, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you. So your daughter, 12 years old. My son is also 12. She's in the sixth grade, just like my son Gabriel, also sixth grade, about to go to seventh grade. And I deal with that nonsense every day at his Upper West Side school. Bernie egged me on last week. He said, go to the next meeting and let him have it. And I may just do that like you did. So you did it, and where has that gotten you?
Yeah. Well, it's gotten a lot of attention. What it's done at the school remains to be seen. There's been, you know, it's been polarizing at my daughter's school. We've gotten a lot of support privately, and there's a lot of conversations, a lot of letters going around, a lot of people talking to the administration and the board of trustees. So what happens at my daughter's school, I don't know, but it's, my letter seems to have ignited somewhat of a national conversation on this issue. Which I think is a very, very good thing, because we need to solve this issue. This is an enormous issue facing this country, and it is everywhere. It is not just, as I thought originally, in New York City schools. This is in schools all across the country and beyond schools. So we need to be talking about this, and we absolutely need parents to speak up and fight back, and I certainly encourage you to do so.
Andrew Guttman on the Bernie and Sid Show. Andrew will be pulling his daughter out of the Brearley School because of their teaching of racism, essentially, in the school. It's called critical race theory, but it's racism, pure and simple. And to your point, they just fired the commander of the Space Force. They just got rid of him because he wrote a book criticizing critical race theory in the military. So, yes, it's in the military. It's in corporations. And we know it's been in academia. And now K through 12 all across the country. And you spoke up about it. And, again, you know, this is really has its roots in Marxism and that type of thing. The Communist Chinese Party has pulled this crap. And it's about dividing people along, not class lines in this case, which Marx and Lenin and Mao did, but along the lines of racism is what they're doing, essentially. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, this, even if it's well-meaning, and I don't think it is, it's incredibly divisive. It's counterproductive, and it's causing enormous problems in this country, and we have to stop it.
You know, I'm curious. The parents, obviously, Andrew, you and me and Bernie, we know what's going on. Now, my son, again, same exact age as your daughter, and he's been going to these Upper West Side schools for a while now, and he started believing some of this stuff. You know, hated Trump and believed that black people were being, you know, racist. Every day they're in trouble, blah, blah, blah. But I got to tell you, with not a lot of provocation by me, because I kept getting into trouble at home, Andrew, I don't know about you, I shut my mouth. But he has gone the other way now. And now he comes home and says, I don't like that. Has that been the case with your daughter?
Well, I've been very lucky because she and I have had conversations since she was little. We talk a lot about history as something that the schools do really, really poorly. Right. And eradicating really a lot of history in the curriculum. But we've been very lucky and she knows what's going on. In fact, there's a funny story. She called me. I was at work one day. She said, Dad, you're going to be mad at me. I said, why? She said, well, you know, we had one of these weekly diversity meetings. I got called on. And you know what? I just told them what they wanted to hear.
Oh.
And I said, no, that's okay. Sometimes you got to do that. That's fine.
Right.
But look, she's very aware of what's going on. But there's no question. Look, this is starting in kindergarten with this indoctrination and this, you know, demonizing kids for the color of their skin and dividing everything into victims and oppressors. So this is happening, you know, with five-year-olds. But you're definitely seeing at the middle school level and especially at the high school, the upper school level, these kids getting indoctrinated. And I've heard from, I have about 3,000 emails from people all across the country. And a lot of them are saying, you know, my kids in high school, in college, or shortly after college, you know, they're turning on their parents. This is something out of, you know, the Chinese Cultural Revolution where they're saying, hey, how could you have raised me in such a racist household?
Yeah.
And the parents don't know what to say about
it. I got
that
from my daughter, Ava. She actually called me a racist one day. And she's the best, most lovely sweetheart. Love her to death. I die for her today. But she actually called me that once based on what you're talking about.
This is really scary. That kids, you know, are really turning on their parents. They're being taught. I mean, we're the only country now in the world that is teaching our kids to hate our own country and hate our history. That's not going to end well.
No, it's not. And in any rational person's view, Andrew Guttman on the Bernie and Sid Show. So if you're white, you're automatically racist. As you point out, no matter if you're 6 years old, 16, 26, whatever it is, you're just automatically a racist. Shut up. And if you're black, you're a victim. You're a victim. You cannot make it in this country. So you better have a chip on your shoulder. And that teaches kids not to try. That's again, that's poison. That's garbage. We should be teaching kids to be victors, not victims.
Yeah, look, we've completely gone away from the ideals of Martin Luther King.
Right.
Which is, you know, judge me on the content of my character, not by the color of my skin. I'm not the only one saying that. We have to get back to that.
We no doubt do. And look, you've teamed up with this this gentleman who was similar to you. He was a math teacher at the Grace Church School, and he pointed out the critical race theory going on in that place, this obnoxious, this pernicious critical race theory. And he actually recorded a teacher, and we played it on the air, and I know you've heard it because you've teamed up with the guy, where the teacher, the principal actually agreed that, yes, we're demonizing white kids, but what am I going to do? I have to go along with it. You get a lot of that. Do you get any of that from some of the teachers? And what are you doing with Paul Rossi to end this nonsense, this madness?
Well, Paul and I had dinner the other night, actually, but because we're sort of traveling on the same circuits and meeting the same people. Now, I think what he did was a lot more courageous than what I did because, you know, he risked his job and ultimately, you know, had lost his job because of it. You know, I was able to send the letter because I wasn't cancelable professionally. So I think what he did is, you know, a lot more courageous than what I did. But we need everybody speaking out. We need teachers to speak out. And there are a lot of teachers in these schools that are very uncomfortable with what they're being required to teach to kids. But, you know, if they got to put food on the table, they don't want to lose their jobs. And that's why I said in the clip that I think you played, you know, before I came on, that we need to solve the cancel culture issue.
Yeah.
So people are not fearful of speaking up. And that's parents, and that's teachers, and that's administrators, and that's CEOs, and that's really everybody.
Yeah, because the teachers will get fired. They will get fired. There's no question about it. And that's not fair either. So on the way out, what are your plans? You're taking your 12-year-old daughter out of that school? Are you staying in New York? Are you going to Miami? Have you found another? What are you doing?
That's a good question. We have a lot of people say come down to Florida. The original plan was we're going to try some sort of homeschool, maybe get some retired college professors or teachers to teach.
Yeah, but again, you don't want to have your kid in a situation where she can't socialize because that also becomes an issue.
That is exactly true. But we've had a lot of schools reach out to us now, and we might try to start a school. There's a lot of things going on. I think we'll be in New York City. I think we'll thought about Florida, but I think we're going to be in New York City. What she does for school, I don't know. We're going to figure that out. My wife's a little more stressed about that than I am. But, you know, we'll figure it out.
I'll tell you what. I know you're Jewish, Andrew. Will you send him to Catholic school? That's the answer.
Well, you can do that.
Right now.
Or yeshiva.
Or yeshiva. You know, you're right. Exactly right.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I've heard from people all across the country that says this stuff is even seeping into the Catholic and the Jewish schools.
We'll tell you this. My son goes to a school that was started by an everyday guy. He's a super guy. Now the school, again, has gone crazy, like every other school. Yeah. But he started the school. So if you ever want to do something like that, let us know, Bernie and I, and we'll help you raise some funds and teach our kids right. How about that?
That sounds good.
Hey, listen, Andrew, one last question from me. The part of the dogma from this new sort of religion of critical race theory is that we need to have a conversation about race. But if you have an honest conversation, they call you a racist. I mean, there's a reason why black kids cannot pass the specialized test to get into these great high schools in New York City. Not that they're incapable, but there's some cultural reason or some maybe the schools stink or whatever it is. But we can't have that conversation. They don't want to have that conversation. Are you willing to go that far to talk about the real conversation that we should be having?
We have to have that conversation. Look, democracy doesn't work if we can't have conversations on difficult issues. And this side of critical race theory has said, you know, the minute you say something, you're a racist, and it completely shuts down the conversation. We have to be able to have these conversations. Yeah, no one should be bullied into, you know, not speaking up about this. And yes, we have to have them.
Yeah. All right, Andrew. Well, excellent job. You're a terrific parent, and I hope a lot of parents are inspired by what you did. And if, in fact, I do what you do, I'll send you the tapes, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Andrew.
Good luck.
Take care.